Adabelle, the Curious Explorer. Written by Anna Roberts. Illustrated by Rhys Anderson. Translated by Anne Le Romancier. Accompanying audiobook narrated by Stéphane Cornicard. Not far from the coast of Wales, surrounded by glistening seas, is an island that can only be visited by boat. It is called the Island of Skomer. There are no roads on L'Île of Skomer, and no cars or buses or trains. It is une île where the weather changes in the blink of an eye, and where dolphins play near the rocky shore. There is only one house on L'Île of Skomer. La Maison was where Adabelle and her pet puffin lived. Every evening, Ada and her pet Macaru would plan great adventures and read books about faraway lands. Ada's favorite livre was about a bird called a dodo. It was a large bird, with short wings and a big hooked bill. Nobody had seen a dodo for hundreds of years, but Adabelle was a curious explorer, and she was determined to find the bird. Ada's livre said there was an exhibition about Le Dodo at a museum in London. She decided it would be the perfect place to start her search. She packed everything she would need into a hot air balloon and waved au revoir to her Macaru. Up and away she went, chasing the clouds across the sky in her montgolfière. It wasn't long before Ada was flying over the rooftops of London. Far, far below, she could see magnificent bridges crossing a river. There were lots of cars on Les Ponts. From high in the sky, Ada could hear les voitures beep their horns as they crossed. Spotting the museum, Ada drifted slowly down to the ground in her montgolfière. A taxi stopped next to Ada.
"Excuse me," Ada called to the driver of le taxi. "Où est le musée?"
"Climb in, it's not far," replied the driver.
At le musée, Ada looked at les peintures of le dodo, and she read that the bird was discovered by sailors from Amsterdam. Ada wanted to find out more. She decided to travel to Amsterdam, so she could learn about the sailors who had first seen Le Dodo. That evening, as the sun was setting, Adabelle wrote une carte postale to her Macaru.
"Dear Macaru, il y a des nuages et il fait froid in London. There are ponts filled with voitures. I took a taxi to le musée. It was wonderful. Tomorrow, I'll fly to Amsterdam to discover more about Le Dodo. Love, Ada, XXX.
The Little Maison Blanche, Skomer." Ada set off in her montgolfière. It wasn't long before she was flying over Amsterdam. Ada wanted to visit a library to find out where the sailors had travelled and where they had seen Le Dodo. So she drifted down to the ground.
"Excuse me, où est la bibliothèque?"
called Ada to the driver of un bus that stopped beside her.
"It's just along the canal," replied the driver. "Hop on a bicycle and cycle along Le Canal and you'll see it."
Ada climbed onto un vélo and rode along Le Canal until she saw la bibliothèque. At la bibliothèque, she immediately found le livre she was looking for. Her eyes grew wide as she studied an old map in le livre. La carte showed that the sailors had discovered le dodo on l'île of Mauritius.
Ada decided to go there to see for herself if Le Dodo could still be found.
That evening, as le soleil was setting, Ada wrote une carte postale to her Macareux.
Dear Macareux, il y a du soleil in Amsterdam. I travelled along le canal on un vélo to find un livre about Le Dodo. Tomorrow, I will go to l'île of Mauritius to see for myself if Le Dodo still exists. Love, Ada. XXX.
La petite maison blanche, Scommer. Several days later, Ada drifted over the Alps in her montgolfière on her journey to l'île of Mauritius. Several weeks later, she flew over the Sahara Desert in her montgolfière. Ada knew she was getting nearer to l'île where Le Dodo had once lived. Ada followed the stars through the night on her montgolfière. Then, one morning, far below, she saw l'île of Mauritius. As she landed, Ada wondered where Le Dodo might be hiding. She quickly wrote une carte postale to her Macareux.
Dear Macareux, I finally arrived on l'île of Mauritius. Il y a du soleil et il fait chaud. I can't wait to begin my search for Le Dodo. I will be home soon. Love, Ada. XXX.
La petite maison blanche, Scommer. For many days and nights, Ada searched for Le Dodo. She found giant tortoises, monkeys and fruit bats. But there was no sign of the bird. Ada walked over the coloured sands, climbed the mountains, and sailed around l'île in a boat just to be sure. But even dans un bateau, she saw no sign of Le Dodo. Then, one evening, just as Ada was falling asleep, something unexpected happened. Ada caught a glimpse of a bird in the shadows. L'oiseau was very large. It had short wings and a big, hooked bill. Ada sat very still. Could it be? Surely not. She rubbed her eyes. When she opened them again, l'oiseau was gone. Ada wasn't sure if she had imagined seeing un dodo, but she did know that l'oiseau who meant the most to her was waiting on l'île of Scommer. It was time to wave au revoir to l'île of Mauritius and go back home to her Macareux. Many weeks later, Ada could see her Macareux standing on the roof of La Petite Maison Blanche, waiting for her to return. Ada told her Macareux about les voitures, le taxi et le musée in London, le bus, le vélo et la bibliothèque in Amsterdam, and the days spent searching for Le Dodo on l'île of Mauritius in un bateau. And just as Ada was drifting off to sleep, she whispered to her Macareux,
"Tomorrow, let's plan a new adventure. And this time, I think you should come too."
Glossary. Au revoir. Goodbye. Le bateau. The boat. La bibliothèque. The library. Blanc. White, masculine. Blanche, white, feminine. Le bus, the bus. Le canal, the canal. La carte, the map. La carte postale, the postcard. Dans, in.
le dodo, the dodo, et, and. Il fait chaud, it's hot. Il fait froid, it's cold. Il y a des nuages, it's cloudy. Il y a du soleil, it's sunny. L'île, the island. Le livre, the book. Le macareux, the puffin. La maison, the house. La montgolfière, the hot air balloon. Le musée, the museum. L'oiseau, the bird. Où est, where is. Les peintures, the paintings. Petit, little, masculine. Petite, little, feminine. La petite maison blanche, the little white house. Le pont, the bridge. Les ponts, the bridges. Le soleil, the sun. Le taxi, the taxi. Le vélo, the bicycle. La voiture, the car. Les voitures, the cars. Use your activity book to help you with these activities. Going places. Listen carefully to hear which type of transport travels to each place. Repeat the French out loud, then draw a line between the transport and its destination in your activity book. Le bus goes to le musée. Le vélo goes to le supermarché. Le bateau goes to la maison. Le taxi goes to le bureau de poste. La voiture goes to la bibliothèque. La montgolfière goes to le centre commercial.